people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Brian Ping, our top local story. A Los Angeles judge says he's not buying claims that Robert Durst is dying. He ruled on a defense request for a mistrial.
Robert Durst, 78 years of age, does appear frail. He is on trial here in Los Angeles for the Christmas Eve 2000 murder of his best friend, Susan Berman, and her Benedict Canyon home. His attorneys, including Dick DeGuren, the lead attorney, argued he's in declining health, that he may not survive trial.
Mr. Durst is very ill and needs hospitalization.
The motion for mistrial denied, the judge relying largely on testimony from Durst's doctor, paid for by Durst.
Dr. Klein's opinion that his capacity is impaired and that he can't make an informed decision about testifying, it is the product of bias, and I reject it.
The murder trial against Robert Durst continues, going into its 11th week. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Teachers, students, and LA school staff members were rushing to get COVID testing done before school opens. Anyone returning to in-person instruction must get tested before August 16th, about 2 weeks from now.
And that's only the initial test. They'll have to undergo weekly COVID testing as well, and it doesn't matter whether they've been vaccinated or not. People in the walk-up line at Northridge Middle School feel it's the right move, though.
Safe for everyone. That way everybody knows, you know, what's going on as far as, like, if you're sick, then you stay home. Or
I think, you know, the Delta variant, you know, I don't mind doing that extra step.
Others, though, do mind. They feel it's unnecessary if they've already received the COVID vaccine.
I don't like it because if you already got vaccinated twice, you shouldn't be getting tested.
But here he is. He works at an L.A. high school. The testing, by the way, is being done at a dozen locations, plus mobile teams will be going out to all the other schools. In Northridge, John Baird, KNX 1070.
Well, with this heat and the drier weather means high fire danger, and firefighters across the region are gearing up. L.A. County Fire Captain Ron Harrelson tells KNX crews are already pre-deployed in vulnerable areas.
Not only do we pre-deploy, but that's a time when we want to encourage residents to be prepared. Here's where we talk about the Ready, Set, Go program, making sure brush clearance is in accordance to what we're pushing out as far as safety.
L.A. City Fire spokesman Eric Scott tells KNX one big factor here is the gusting winds forecast for the afternoon and evening hours. Changing climate patterns have prompted government scientists to rethink what's considered normal weather. Here in Southern California, the new normal includes hotter temperatures in the late summer and fall and a shorter rainy season. One UCLA scientist tells the OC Register the rapid changes are alarming and further proof of climate change. For the first time in more than a year, kids are returning for in-person learning at some schools in the city of San Bernardino. It's optional, and this parent tells CBS2 she plans to keep her daughter in the remote learning program for now.
She did really good, so I'm going to keep her online just to see what happens with everything that's going on, and then we'll go from there.
This student says the idea of returning to class is a little frightening.
I feel like someone's going to get COVID or something, and it's going to close all over again.
Officials at San Bernardino City Unified say parents who choose to keep their children at home have the option of signing up for a waiting list if they change their minds. Nearly 25% of California hospital workers have not been vaccinated for COVID-19. It comes as pressure mounts for more people to get the shots. Burbank ER Dr. Angelique Campen tells KNX many may think they're protected because as health workers they were among the first to be exposed.
It was thought previously that once you were infected and had natural immunity, you couldn't get it again. But unfortunately, we are seeing now that even if you've had it before, you can get it again. And vaccination is still recommended for people that have already had it once.
Federal data show the numbers may vary widely by location. 42% of workers at Redlands Community Hospital were not vaccinated as of July 16th, and about 30 workers at L.A. County hospitals had yet to be jabbed. Last week, Governor Newsom ordered all health workers to get vaccinated. More businesses across the country have been investing in air purification systems. The goal is to keep workers and customers safe by reducing the risk of a COVID outbreak by filtering out air that could be swirling the virus around.
Making sure it's really providing that ultrafine particle capture is extremely important and has been proven to have 5 to 6 times less likelihood of viral transmission in a space when utilizing one properly.
Vinnie Lobdell is president of Healthway Family of Brands, which helps businesses set up air purification systems. He tells KNX these systems will have benefits after the pandemic as they'll filter out other viruses and pollutants that linger in the air. Experts have said if you don't have an air purification system, an open door or window can help improve airflow.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.